Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth. And I hack travel. Welcome back to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. It's episode 4 of our European tour. It's day 2 of the adventure, and we've upped the ante. Over the next 3 episodes, we'll attempt to visit 6 countries. Yes, we'll do it this time in essentially less than 12 hours. That's a country every 2 hours.
Doesn't sound that good, mate.
So we're going south.
Yes, purely to get some petrol.
Oh, look at the river.
That must be the Main.
Fancy.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Would you recommend people come to Frankfurt?
Well, I've enjoyed my night here. Been easy to get around. Plenty here. Yeah, it's lovely. I'd come to Frankfurt, visit other countries on the way. It's the whole point of this hack.
There's a petrol station ahead.
That's the one.
How'd you get into it?
Hopefully here.
It's a big bump. What size is the thing on?
On yours.
Okay, I'm not doing it though.
So, I think we have navigated our way out of Frankfurt, and we are now on the A60, back on the autobahns, heading towards Mainz. German radio on. We've eaten in Germany. That is country number one done. Chris, I'm going to turn this down.
Thank you for that.
Where are we going? Where's this taking us?
I've plotted us to Weißwampach.
Which is where? I've never heard of it.
Luxembourg.
Great.
Have you ever been to Luxembourg?
I don't think we went yesterday, so no.
Has anyone ever been to Luxembourg?
Well, some must have done.
I would hazard a guess that of everyone listening here, there's barely going to be a hand that goes up and says, yeah, I've been to Luxembourg. This is the only country that we're visiting that I've never been.
Is it even a country? Isn't it a principality?
Well, shall we look it up?
Let's.
Luxembourg is the capital of the small European nation of the same name.
Great, there we go. Fantastic. So, would have been awkward to find out at this stage it wasn't a country.
So it is both a country and the name of its capital city.
Brilliant. Are they tax dodgers?
I do think they have a low tax rate.
Right.
And I do think you'll find many multinational firms based there.
Right.
And as we said in an earlier episode on this trip, they have their own language.
Yeah, which neither of us speak, and we couldn't find in Duolingo.
Right, so I've got some stuff for you. For a start, what is Luxembourgish? It's a West Germanic language that's spoken mainly in Luxembourg.
There we go.
It's spoken by 600,000 people worldwide.
Fantastic. 600?
Yeah, 600,000.
Oh, 600,000, sorry.
It's the standard form of the Moselle-Franconian language. It has similarities with other varieties of Higher German. The status of it as a language in Luxembourg, blah, 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 protected, blah, 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 blah. So, as we are now just 2 hours away, Good. Can I give you some very important Luxembourgish phrases?
Take it away.
Say after me. Non de casse.
Non de casse.
That means damn.
Okay.
Ein Hunderkais.
Ein Hunderkais.
That means I have the cheese. Important.
I feel like I ate a lot of cheese sandwiches yesterday, so that could be very important.
Ifart.
Ifart.
Idiot.
Oh. Undikas. Ifart. Idiot, I have the cheese.
Kufte Schmöl.
Kufte Schmöl.
Shut up.
Kufte Schmöl, Kiefel, Undikas. Shut up, idiot, I have the cheese.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Du bash hudel a fats.
Du bash hudel of cats. What's that mean?
I don't know, it just says to say it at people who have hangovers.
Oh.
But it doesn't actually literally translate it. Sorry if you have a hangover. Couple more.
What kind of phrase book is this?
I don't know, it's Luxembourgish. Du bist so gescheit wie a Kup Kreisi.
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 You're as clever as a pile of pebbles.
Brilliant.
Will gescheit a wenig fett macht mehr Suppen.
Will gescheit in my balls soup.
Close enough. A lot of verbiage without grease makes for meagre soups.
Right. Not a fan of all these junctions. They love a junction.
Right, I've got two more. Du falschen Hund.
Du falschen Hund.
It means you insincere dog.
Right. They seem a very angry nation, the Luxembourgish.
Enna à la clarinet.
Enna à la clarinet.
This is literally below all clarinet.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Apparently, it's if someone does something very low, if right. Someone does bad, it's like below the clarinet. What the fuck do they get up to in Luxembourg?
I don't know.
We're going over another massive river.
It's the Rhine.
It must be the Rhine. It's huge.
Has the Rhine got anything to do with Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy?
Oh, that's a great question. So where does a rhinestone originate from?
The River Rhine?
Let's find out. Yeah, rhinestone literally means pebble of the Rhine.
Brilliant.
Hello, Glen.
I love that song. Love it.
Do you want to give us a blast? Oh, we've run out of batteries. Sorry. Oh.
I've been walking these roads so long.
What's that?
That's the first line. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Star-spangled rodeo. If it was on right now, I could sing it.
You appear to have just given us three random lines from the song.
It's a great song. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've paid for. Well, actually, if you're a Patreon, you haven't just paid for this. You've paid to avoid the advert that the rest of them are about to hear.
Should they bother to become Patreons then, Rich?
I mean, if I'd listened to the first three episodes of this international series, our first international series, surely that alone is enough of a reason why you should visit patreon.com/travelhacker and become one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you enjoy it last night in Frankfurt when I dragged you to a street festival?
No.
My favourite bit of the experience was you pouring your beer over a woman's foot.
This is because a very kind bloke in the shop that we bought the beer from opened the beer.
Yep.
But as I was carrying the beer out, I didn't really, like, compute that the beer was now open.
Gushing.
Gushing, as I, like, tipped it up. Going all over her foot. But what came to mind was something from a previous episode of this season, when I was stressing out at some traffic lights in Frankfurt.
Oh, do you reckon her foot's going to catch strapadictomy now?
What's that?
Whatever your hand caught when the pop fizzed out.
No, I was sat there thinking...
You need to be in the left lane.
Yeah. You said to me, don't worry, these people aren't your friends, you will never see them again. And I thought that, and didn't stress out anymore about the fact that I'd doused this poor woman in Bex.
I think that as an outlook, like when you're in a difficult situation, you still are in the wrong lane, aren't you?
Don't think so, because I don't intend to come off.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I am.
Yeah. I think it really helps you in awkward moments when you're like feeling flustered and you're surrounded by people you don't know.
Yeah.
It's not your problem. A lot of windmills in Germany.
Turbines, yes. Saw a lot yesterday. More again today.
I'm a fan.
Oh, me too. With World Affairs, the turbines are the future.
We also saw a power station yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness.
And if you want to compare the two in terms of... I mean, it's certainly aesthetics, at the very least. Oh, there's a little kite in the sky. No, it's a Kestrel, actually, sorry. I mean, that power station, that Kraftwerk...
Yeah.
...was absolutely disgusting.
So I did not realise that Kraftwerk is the German word for power station.
Yeah.
So obviously Kraftwerk, the band, named themselves after power stations.
Correct.
It was a belching monster of a facility, wasn't it?
Yeah,
horrible.
It was absolutely gross. There's a lot of roadworks going on around here.
A lot of roadworks. Don't like the German contraflows.
And it just basically doesn't seem to be a clean way to get to Weißwampach.
Well, that's because it's a tax-dodging little hamlet, isn't it?
Don't be like that. They're going to welcome us. We're going to be served some Luxembourgish food.
I don't want Luxembourgish food.
You do. Don't you remember that picture I sent you?
I remember that picture.
I think it looks like someone dumped some sausage in a sick.
Yeah, rank.
You completely avoided the German food yesterday.
I did.
There was sausage stand after sausage stand.
Yeah.
And you had a bowl of chips.
And walking through that German street market, everyone was coming up to me going, excuse me, sir, where'd you get your chips?
That is true, to be honest.
Right, they might go on about their Frankfurters. We were in the city of the sausage. All they wanted was my chips. They don't like their own food.
Not so sure that's the case. Give me anyone who's had 5 pints who sees someone with chips who's not interested. Right, Rich, how long until we reach Weißwampach?
2 hours, 10 minutes and another 212 kilometres of crazy German autobahn.
So, do you think you've got this?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I am Richie Firth, travel hacker, and I hack travel. Or as they say in France, je m'appelle Richie Firth, travel hacker, j'ai le pirate de voyage.
Football stadium over there?
Kaiserslautern.
Lads!
So the roads are very different now. Oh, hang on. Some Merc's just coming past me. The reason that's a bit of a rarity is we are very much off the autobahn. We are off the autobahn. We're even off the dual carriageways. We are off onto a single carriage road. Well, one carriageway in each direction. It's just like a bog standard A road.
Bog standard A road.
Apart from the scenery, I'd have to say, we are going through some amazing German forestry as we head towards Luxembourg. Sort of very Hansel and Gretel-y, if you want to picture what this is like. You just imagine that there's going to be a bear in the woods. Is that a daft thing to say? Do they have bears in Germany, or are bears just a grisly thing for the Americans?
Historically, there were always bears in Germany. I do remember a story from a couple of years ago, and I'm just looking it up now. Hang on. Right, okay. So, the brown bear was considered extinct in Germany after the last bear was, yep, you guessed it, shot in 1835 in the Bavarian Alps. However, 171 years later, a young male bear made headlines after wandering 250 kilometres from North Italy to Bavaria.
Wow.
And there are possibilities that bears are on their way back.
So there's, these forests are so massive. There's the possibility there's just families of bears in there, and we don't know.
I mean, as far as we know, they could be having a picnic right now.
Wow. Amazing.
What about wolves? I bet there's wolves here too.
Oh, yeah. And foxes.
Yep. I mean, foxes is not quite as exciting.
Not really.
Oh, gosh, look at this. It's just opened up.
It's just Germany everywhere. So by now, we were realising that A, Germany is big, and B, Luxembourg is hard to find.
So we are very near the Luxembourg border, but it appears that Luxembourg has made it very difficult for people to get into their country.
Well, they don't, you know, they want all the tax benefits for themselves, don't they?
So we're having to do imagine if you had a map of Luxembourg, we're sort of drawing a ring around it.
Yeah.
And eventually we're going to find somewhere where we can plop in. And that'll be country today number...
2.
Of?
6.
Just went past the camper van. I thought it might have been one of the sexy time vans that I mentioned to you last night.
To clarify, we weren't looking for a sexy time caravan. You just mentioned that they were a thing.
They have mobile sexy time places on the side of the roads in some parts of Germany. That's all I'm saying. Oh.
He's pulling out.
Hello. I wonder if he's had a mobile sexy time with that lorry driver.
I don't even want to think about it.
Why not? What about it don't you want to think about?
We're in the forest, aren't we?
Right.
Rumbled by a bear.
Right, yeah. Bear backing. Pardon? Bored? Please don't make us play I Spy again.
No, I'm not going to. Don't worry. So we're on this dual carriageway again now, and still in Germany, but it feels like a really new road, but it's an intriguing one, because along the side, miles and miles and miles now of, like, heavily fortified fence. But the barbed wire at the top of the fence lips over away from the road, so it's as if it's protecting the road from whatever is out there. So... going back to our chat earlier about the bears,
I feel like there could be wildlife out there that is being protected from getting onto this road, because it's not stopping you, the motorist, from pulling over on the hard shoulder and getting out there. It's stopping the whatever is out there, some kind of wild, wild life,
right,
getting onto the road.
We just went past some cows.
Do cows happily live alongside bears? I don't know.
I'd have thought not. I mean, given that the official line is that there are no bears here, it feels like a hell of a lot of fencing for some badgers.
It's intriguing, Christopher.
Yeah. There is like I just saw there is like a...
I think this is my favourite road that we've driven so far today.
It's cool. It's got good bridges, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got trees on them.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a bridge and a viaduct?
A bridge, I believe, is a single span. I think a viaduct... I think a viaduct takes something across, but it's multiple span.
I think you can have a multiple span bridge. I think the taking stuff over is interesting. Like,
because an aqueduct takes water across something.
Yes.
A viaduct doesn't take water.
No, it takes ducks.
I think it's multiple spanage.
Yeah, well, look, we're approaching
the
viaduct now.
What is this? This is mad. In the distance, we have got a viaduct coming up that goes into a tunnel the other side. Whoa, this blows my mind. This is amazing.
I mean, it clearly looks different to a bridge, but what different function is it performing? I tell you what, like a bridge generally has transport going over and under it, I think, normally.
Yeah.
But a viaduct will often not have cross traffic coming underneath it. Right, here we go. We're coming onto the viaduct now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very pretty village halfway. Gosh, it's very steep.
Okay, don't talk about
okay,
please.
It's a very pretty village and vineyards. I think we are very much in blue nun growing territory.
Yeah.
Around here. I rerouted us, by the way.
Where are we going?
We're going to somewhere called Les Trois Frontières.
Right.
Have a guess what that means.
Three frontiers.
Yeah. So what does that imply?
Three borders. Three countries.
Oh, yeah. Three borders at once.
Wow.
A tri-border.
That feels like a Crowded House song. Three countries in one day. Trying not to fight with each other on their borders.
I thought you were going to go, hey now, hey now. Don't three its borders.
Hey now, hey now.
Do you have any more Crowded House songs?
Distant sun. For a distant sun. Up your bum.
What? Come on. Oh my god, 66 kilometres to L1. We've not seen a road called L before. What does L imply?
Luxembourg!
Surely. Surely we're 66k from the Luxembourg one.
That's their only road. Oh.
Yeah, you did that on mic.
I didn't realise, I'm sorry. I've had some very gassy issues here. It's their food.
We were meant to end this episode with us getting into Luxembourg, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, where is bloody Luxembourg?
We're not here yet.
Where is it?
Well, I think 86 kilometres away.
No, this has been going on for ages now. We're just driving round and round and there's fences.
They're like, trying to keep us out, mate. They're tax dodgers.
It's ruining my narrative arc.
Not these again.
I think we end this episode now and for crying out loud. We're just going to stop recording and hopefully next episode we'll be in Luxembourg.
All right.
Okay, this was a low. My guts had gone. Chris was getting moody. But the six country
dream...
That's
not fair, really.
Well,
I mean, you were spreading gas everywhere.
Ha 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 ha! I was tense. I was so tense. You weren't having to drive that Twingo.
I was having to sit in the Twingo, though.
You could have wound the window down. The six-country dream lived on, I think. Will we get there? Find out next time when we experience this.
Chris, where are we?
I genuinely don't know. I don't know what country we're in. I don't know what road we're on. I know they've got a very organised log pile over there.
And this...
It's a warthog!
It's not a warthog!
It's a warthog!
Let's tickle some shit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.